Title: Minimal Melody for Drum-Led Tracks, with Lev 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're making the kind of minimal melody that actually works in drum and bass, a tiny hook that feels memorable, but never steals the spotlight from the drums and bass. Because in DNB, let's be real, the drums and bass are the main musical story most of the time. Your job with melody is to add identity and finish without turning your roller into a lead synth track. We're staying stock only in Ableton Live 12. Stock packs, stock devices, clean workflow, and the whole approach hangs on four things: register, rhythm, repetition, and automation. Let's set it up fast. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a classic rolling pocket. Set global quantization to 1 bar. We'll still do our own micro timing later, but this keeps looping and arranging painless. Now make 5 tracks: drums, bass sub, bass mid or res, melody minimal, and optionally an FX or Atmos track. Quick teacher tip: color code now. It sounds boring, but it saves you so much time when you start duplicating clips and automating. Step 1. Build the drum-led foundation first. This is important. Minimal melody only sounds good when the drums already feel like they could carry a whole track by themselves. Go into your stock packs. Grab a breakbeat loop that has that tight roller energy. A minish or a clean modern roller break. Anything that already has movement. Then grab a clean kick, a snare with some body, and crisp hats or tops. Group your drums, and let's do a starter processing chain that keeps things punchy. First, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. We're not trying to delete weight, we're just removing rumble that eats headroom. If the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Next, drum bus, a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Keep boom off, or extremely low, because in DNB the real subs belong in your bass track, not in your drum group. Add a touch of crunch if you want grit, maybe 5 to 20% depending on the break. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a pancake. Then utility. If your break is super wide, pull the width in slightly, and keep the bottom end controlled. The goal is punch in the middle, excitement on the sides, but not a facey mess. Now for groove. Put your main snare on 2 and 4. Hats can be eighths or sixteenths, but leave intentional gaps. The gaps are what make the groove speak. Add ghost notes around the snare. Low velocity, tucked in, just enough to make the roll feel pressurized. And here's a micro swing trick that works ridiculously well. Instead of relying only on the groove pool, nudge a couple hats slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not every hat, just enough to make it breathe. Cool. Drums are drying. Now bass. Step 2. Bass does the heavy musical lifting. Before you even touch melody, lock a bass that implies a key center. Your minimal hook is going to feel right or wrong depending on the bass context. Start with sub bass. Use operator or wave eatable. In operator, go sine wave on osc A. Set a shortish release, something like 80 to 140 milliseconds, so it doesn't smear between notes and build mud. Add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. The point is audibility and density, not distortion for its own sake. Then sidechain it to the kick or to the drum group, using compressor. Ratio around 4 to 1. Very fast attack, like 0.2 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until you feel the kick move clearly through the sub, but it doesn't sound like the sub is gasping for air. And keep the sub mostly mono. Utility width at 0 to 20%. Now mid bass, your res or movement layer. Use wave eatable. Two oscillators, slight detune. Unison at 2 to 4 voices. Try not to go wild with 8 voices unless you want chaos and phase issues. Low pass it somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. Then add motion, filter envelope movement, or auto filter for a little wobble and evolution. If you want width, add chorus ensemble lightly, but always keep an eye on mono compatibility. And remember, later we'll carve space so this mid bass doesn't fight the stab. Now we can talk melody. Step 3. Pick the role of your minimal melody. In drum-led DNB, melody usually does one of a few jobs: an offbeat stab, a two-note call and response with the bass, a texture pad that glues sections, or a short jungle-style riff. Today we're building the classic offbeat stab plus a two-note motif that can evolve across the arrangement. The mindset I want you to adopt is this: choose one anchor note and one color note. Anchor is home, root or fifth, color is tension, flat 7, 9, maybe sharp 11 if you're feeling spicy. So if you choose F minor, A great anchor note is F. A classic color note is E flat, that flat 7, or G for the ninth if you want more lift and space. Now build the instrument. Step 4. Create the minimal melodic instrument, stock only. On your melody minimal track, load drift. We want something characterful and quick. Set it fairly mono. One voice. Filter on low pass. Cut off somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz to keep it mid-focused. Envelope, short decay, like 200 to 400 milliseconds. Low sustain. We want a stab, not a pad. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 ms. Decay 150 to 350. Sustain 0 to 20%. Release 60 to 120 ms. Now process it into a DNB ready stab. EQ 8 first. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. This is a big deal. If you don't do this, your melody becomes a second bass line and your mix collapses. If it's harsh, dip a touch at 2 to 4 kHz. If it's poking too hard, dip 5 to 7 kHz. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is how you make a tiny motif feel bigger without adding notes. Then echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4, and also try dotted 1/8 if you want that bouncy stagger. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass 300 to 600 Hz, low pass 4 to 8 kHz. Keep dry/wet subtle, like 8 to 18%. Then reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms so the dry attack stays punchy. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. Dry/wet 5 to 12%. Then utility, width around 70 to 120%. But remember the DNB rule, a stab can be wide, but the low mids must be controlled. Your high pass is doing most of the safety work here. Now write the motif. Step 5. Write a 2 to 4-note motif that fits the drums. Pick a key center. Keep it simple. F minor, G minor, A minor, C minor. All great. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on the melody track. Use only 2 notes for now. Let's say F and E flat and F minor. Now place them on offbeats, especially after the kick and between snare hits. You're basically weaving around the snare, not competing with it. Here's a rhythm you can try. In bar 1, hit on beat 1 and a half, then beat 3 and a half, then a quick pickup just after that, like a 16th-ish push. In bar 2, similar idea, offbeat hits, one slightly earlier pickup, and one late hit to close the phrase. As you do this, vary velocity. Main hits around 90 to 110, ghost hits or pickups around 40 to 70. Teacher note, a minimal hook often has a recognizable attack pattern, so commit to the rhythm of the hits. If you want variation, change the tail, note length, echo amount, filter brightness, reverb size. Don't rewrite the rhythm every 2 bars, or the listener never learns the hook. Now let's lock it to the bass. Step 6. Make it talk with the bass. Call and response. Solo drums, bass and melody. If your stab lands on a moment where the mid-bass is doing something busy, delete that stab. Minimal melody is as much about removal as addition. If it feels late or early, micro-nudge it. Move one stab 5 to 15 ms early for urgency, or 5 to 20 ms late for swagger. And do this like a pro. Duplicate the melody clip. Clip A, sparse, for intro and first part of the drop. Clip B, slightly busier, maybe one extra pickup or one extra stab for the second half. Now we make sure it sits in the mix. Step 7. Carve space so it doesn't fight. On the melody, high pass 200 to 350 Hz. Then if it competes with snare snap, do a slight dip around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. If it's too pokey, dip 5 to 7 kHz. On the mid bass, find where the stab really speaks. A lot of DNB stabs live in that 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz lane. Make a gentle dip in the mid-bass in that zone so the stab has a slot. Now sidechain the melody. Put a compressor on the melody track. Sidechain it from the snare, or the whole drum group if you want general pumping. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Extra coach move. Think like a drummer and leave snare air. Not just don't hit on 2 and 4. Leave a small pocket right before the snare, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. That tiny pre-space makes the snare transient feel bigger and more confident. Now arrangement. This is where minimal melody becomes exciting. Step 8. Arrange it like DNB, using energy automation. Here's a simple 64-bar roadmap. Bars 1 to 16. Use clip A, sparse. Low pass the melody slightly so it feels like it's behind the drums. Bars 17 to 32, open the filter a bit, and maybe raise echo or reverb just a touch. Think tiny moves. 2 to 5% changes can be huge. Bars 33 to 48. Switch to clip B. Same identity, slightly more active. Bars 49 to 64. Remove melody for 4 bars, then bring it back. That absence is an energy lever. When it returns, it feels like a statement. Now automate the right targets. Filter cutoff is number 1. Echo dry slash wet is your space lift. Reverb dry slash wet. Tiny moves only. Utility gain for section energy. Half a dB to 1.5 dB is plenty. Saturator drive. Small pushes in the second half. And here's a classic TNB moment. In the last 2 bars before a switch. Automate echo feedback up for a quick throw, then hard cut it back right at the drop. It creates tension and release without changing a single note. Now let's hit common mistakes, so you can avoid them before they happen. Mistake 1. Writing a lead line instead of a motif. If it's constant eighth notes, it's not minimal. Pull notes out until it feels almost too simple, then automate it to feel alive. Mistake 2. Too much low mid energy, especially 200 to 600 Hz. That kills the roll. High pass and keep the stab lean. Mistake 3. Stepping on the snare. If your stab hits right on 2 or 4, it often weakens the snare. Offset it. Mistake 4. Overwide, facey processing. Chorus plus reverb plus unison can smear fast. Do a mono check. Temporarily set utility width to 0 on the master. If your hook disappears, your dry component is too wide or too dependent on FX. Mistake 5. No evolution. A two-note hook is totally fine, but if it never changes intensity, it turns into wallpaper. Let's add a few advanced upgrades, still stock. 1. Metric displacement. Duplicate the clip and shift all notes 1/16th later. Swap every 8 bars. It feels like a new phrase without new notes. 2. Question and answer by register. Same 2 notes. Different octaves. Bars 1 to 4 in a mid register, bars 5 to 8 up an octave, quieter, with more reverb. 3. Grace note drag. Add a super short note, 10 to 40 ms, a semitone below into the anchor note. In F minor, E into F, or G flat into F. Very low velocity. That's menace in a flick. 4. Make the echo sit behind the snare the smart way. Put echo and reverb on a return track instead of on the melody channel. Then put a compressor after them on the return, sidechained from the snare. Now your dry stab stays present, while the space ducks out of the way of 2 and 4. That's clean, professional separation. 5. Monoproof widening. Keep the dry stab mostly mono, like 0 to 40% width. Make the FX return wide, like 120 to 160%, and high pass it so only the upper air gets wide. Now a quick practice structure you can do immediately. This audio version is shortened for playback.